Milwaukee's mayor made a surprise water announcement Wednesday. Tom Barrett says anyone living in a home built before 1951 should install water filters to protect residents from possible lead poisoning. He issued the advice while taking part in a public policy conference at the Marquette Law School. Sitting on the same panel was Mark Edwards, a now famous professor from Virginia Tech. Edwards told WUWM environmental reporter Susan Benz that Milwaukee is taking an important first step in protecting its citizens from unsafe drinking water.
Mark Edwards not only helped to spotlight Flint, Michigan's water crisis, but years earlier he investigated a public health disaster in Washington, D.C. that ended with a congressional investigation. This year, Edwards did some water sampling in Milwaukee.
I think I agree that they're probably meeting the EPA lead and copper rule, but it's now acknowledged that this rule, it's 25 years old, it's full of loopholes, it's not sufficiently protective, and the idea that we were going to coat these pipes with orthophosphate and make the water safe to drink, it looks a little bit naive in retrospect. And anyone who's looked at this problem now feels that way.
Edwards believes Milwaukee is, as he puts it, beginning to get its act together.
That at least since early this year, they've been honest about this problem, acknowledging the dangers of partial pipe replacements and further acknowledging that as long as lead pipes are there, the water is not safe for vulnerable populations.
Edwards says installing filters on faucets will buy Milwaukee time to safely replace lead lateral lines that blanket the city. Filters, he says,
proven to be extremely effective, even in Flint, where we had tens of thousands of parts per billion lead coming out of the tap. EPA took hundreds of samples from those worst-case homes and never found a case where more than 2 or 3 ppb was going through the filter. So the filters have worked in our lab. They've worked in the field. I think we have to better utilize this tool.
Edwards dismisses the notion that he's Flint, Michigan's hero. He says mothers there, concerned about the health of their children, propelled him to speak out.
It is the hardest thing in the world to betray your friends and to betray the institutions that support you. But, you know, at the end of the day, you do have to look at yourself in the mirror. At least I did not stand by and let government agencies poison little children and destroy a city in Flint, Michigan.
Edwards says cities such as Flint or Milwaukee are far from the only places grappling with aging infrastructure and the threat of lead or other contaminants. But the American public needs to be able to count on the federal agencies charged with safeguarding health and the environment.
And if at the end of the day they can stand up and claim that they did nothing wrong in Flint, Michigan, why on earth should we trust them? We have to have trust in our government science agencies. They should be held to the highest standard, not the lowest standard.
Edwards says he might come across as a doom and gloom type, but the reality is he's just not satisfied yet.
It's not good enough at EPA, at our agencies. It's not good enough at academia. And unless we get this culture changed, we're all going to pay a horrible price. I believe in my heart we are going to get it changed.
Susan Benz, 89.7, WUWM.